Moncrief on News Talk
with Avant Money. Money when you need it with Avant Money credit cards. Avantcard DAC trading as Avant Money is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, Saborga is a village perched on an Italian hilltop overlooking the Mediterranean. It's a small place. The population is around 320. But in international terms, it punches well above its weight. It's commonly believed there that due to an oversight in a sale that took place centuries ago, Saborga has the right to be an independent nation. And since the 1960s, the people there have elected their own head of state. Currently, it's Her Serene Highness Princess Nina, who joins us now. Afternoon, Nina.
Hi, very nice to meet you.
Could you give us something of the history of Saborga and why you feel it has a claim to independence?
Sure. Saborga is a little principality in Italy, in Liguria, next to the French border and the Principality of Monaco. And it's existing since 954, so since a very long time. And we claim to be independent because it has never been officially annexed, because the sales contract basically has never been paid for and signed for. And that's why we insist that we shouldn't be actually part of Italy.
Yeah, so it was...
make a long story short.
Yes, it was sold in 1729 to the Kingdom of Sardinia, but they didn't pay the bill.
Yes, correct. And then it has never been... it has been forgotten in the Congress of Vienna when they redistributed the European territories. And it just simply has been forgotten. So nobody knows exactly what happened to Saborga. And in the 60s, the current prince, Giorgio, he realized that there has been done a mistake or something has been forgotten. And that's how the whole history revived again. Here we are today.
So when Giorgio discovered this and decided to try and proclaim Saborga as an independent nation, did the rest of the citizens of Saborga support this?
Oh, yes, absolutely. They totally supported him. And he it's thanks to him that Saborga is what it is today. And he created the flag. He created our crest. He created the coins. He revived the whole history again. So that's why we have this parallel reality to the Italian mayor and the town hall.
And so there is an Italian mayor of Saborga. Does that person have the power then?
Well, yes, because currently we are under the Italian law, so we do pay taxes to Italy and everything. But if you walk through Saborga, you would see that only at the Italian town hall, you see the Italian flag. Everywhere else, you would see the flag of the principality. And if you talk to the inhabitants and you ask them, where are you from? They would say, we are Saborghini, we are Saborgians, and then they're Italian. So they all believe in the history.
Yes. But you were elected as princess, as I understand it. And
yes, and that's correct. That dates back because it couldn't be done by bloodline, as it was ruled by monks. So that's why we have an election in Saborga.
Mm. And so how do you get on with the mayor? Is there a bit of tension there?
Well, officially, we should be at war. Unofficially, we are friends.
Okay, that's fine then. And what would an independent Saborga look like? Because it would be completely surrounded by Italy if it did win independence.
Yes, it would be an enclave in Italy, but it's already quite common in Italy because you have the Vatican, you have San Marino, and we have our neighbor, which is the Principality of Monaco. Obviously, everybody thinks if you become an independent state and a micronation, they think you're going to be tax-free. That's not our aim. We just want what's right. And obviously, it would be only an advantage for Saborga to be independent, and not only for Saborga, but the whole surrounding area, even for Italy. It would increase the work for people. The younger generation would come up and stay. So it could only be positive.
Okay. And you have tried legal means to try and win independence. How did that go?
Yes, absolutely. We went to the Human Rights Court in Strasbourg. It didn't go as planned, as the court case wasn't presented the way as it should be. And that's why we're working on it again to represent it in a different way.
Right. OK. And what was flawed about the presentation there?
Because it had to do with some rent issue in Saborga. And I mean, we've got a statement from an Italian judge that she said Saborga is not part of the Italian jurisdiction. So she can't take care of it. But it has been presented by Prince Giorgio, and we just continued it. But we have to reframe it in a different way now.
And now you're the Princess of Saborga. Is that an undisputed title? Because I understand over the years, other people have claimed to be Saborgan royalty as well.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, that title apparently is interesting to many people. even though I guess they all have, they think they can have an economical advantage or whatsoever, which is absolutely not true, because what we do is we are all volunteers. So we don't, you don't get paid, you don't get any money out of it. We just do it out of the love to the to Seborga. I just think Seborga is in a fantastic place. It's like a big family and the history is amazing. I have to admit that when I first heard about it, it sounds quite funny. I'm like, what is going on in this place, you know? But if you look into the books and the history, it's very, very interesting. And there are some real serious reasons why Seborga should be independent.
Mm. Are Seborgans, though, different to Italians in any significant way?
I guess they're more proud. They're proud to be Seborgans. And they know that they live in an amazing fairy tale place.
Right. Okay. But is that the only difference?
Well, the whole difference is that we have a history which no one else has. And that's why I think we are a bit special.
Right. Okay. But you don't have your own language or anything like that.
Oh, well, yes. They have the local dialect, il Seborghino. It's a mixture between Italian and French.
Right.
And that's what they speak. Yeah.
Okay.
We do have our...
And that's what would be spoken in Seborga, would it?
Well, yeah, all the locals, the elder generation, they all speak that.
Right.
The new ones. And Seborga is very international. I mean, we only have 320 inhabitants all year long, but then around 2,000 with all the people who have houses there. And it's a big international community. So lots of English is spoken.
And you have your own currency, though, that you would use in within the area.
Yes, exactly. It's called the Luigino, and one Luigino is quoted $6 if you look at Forex Exchange. And you can pay in town with the Luigino, but most of the people take it away as a souvenir.
Yeah, and what would be the exchange rate against the euro?
Well, we stated that it's $6.
Right, so okay.
So come and buy one is €5.
Okay, right. Okay, right. So be five. And would that be in the future, if you do win independence, would you want to join the European Union?
Well, that's a tough question. I mean, look at Monaco. They're not in it, but they still accept the euro. So, no.
No. Okay. But I assume that's something you might want to put to the citizens of Seborga.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's not that I can decide this from day to tomorrow, but the lawyers are working on that. And obviously, everything which is decided will be double-checked by the citizens and then it will be approved.
Yes, and in independent Seborga, what would be the kind of democratic system there? Would you have absolute power, or would there be a government, or how would it work?
Well, we will still have a government. Things will be ruled. We always take as an example Monaco, because they're our neighbors, and they still do kind of depend on France, and we would still depend on Italy with electricity, water, and whatsoever. So I would be the princess, but obviously we have a government and everybody has its own role.
Right. And you meant, because they're like Monaco and those kind of small nations are often tax-free. You wouldn't want to be tax-free in Seborga.
No, absolutely not, because we don't want to be a tax haven, as they're looked very bad for the rest of the world. So no, we will have some advantages, obviously, but not a tax haven, no.
Yeah. And your next legal case to try and test this, when is that going to come before the court?
Well, I can't give a timeline because we don't know. As soon as the lawyers are ready, we're going to go for it. It's not going to happen from today to tomorrow.
Right.
But we're working on it and we never give up hope, because nothing is impossible.
Okay. And who's funding that court case? Because they must be expensive.
They are expensive. The previous government, it came out of the pocket of Prince Marcello. And right now we have the lawyers working on it for free, because they believe in the cause and they just do it because they believe in Seborga.
Her Serene Highness Princess Nina of Seborga, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
It certainly was a pleasure speaking to you as well. Fiona wants to know how many people live with 320 people. Live there. So on a you know, population basis, wouldn't be a massive blow to Italy if they left. And if you look it up on a map, it wouldn't even be that fiddly, because it's almost at the border of France. Now, it would still be an enclave. It would be surrounded by Italy, but be very, you know, it's a zip over the border. And apparently there's a nice view of the Mediterranean from where they are. Will it be Sebexit? Maybe is the closest thing you'd call it. Someone's speculating about that. And Declan wonders, how easy is it for a town to declare independence? Like Cork should really be an independent nation. It's apparently quite difficult. I don't know, a cursory look at her own history might tell you, takes a while, maybe a few centuries, maybe a bit of goading, bit of arguing, bit of pleading, bit of shooting. Those things all tend to be involved in becoming an independent nation. Dave says, if you volunteer to be royalty, could you be king? We have to get elected. It's elected royalty there. Though, interestingly enough, Princess Nina wasn't born in Seborg. I forget where she's from, but she's from some other part. So it's not... They don't have a residency rule, which is quite generous, really. Anyway, you are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. Here's a question for you. If your pet dog died, would you have it cloned?
Moncrief
on News Talk.
With Avant Money. Money when you need it with Avant Money credit cards. Avantcard DAC trading as Avant Money is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.